Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with my co-host, Mike Carey. And, Mike, I wanted to kind of start this segment off by saying that I had a terrific time out at Rancho Cucamonga. It was my first real big signing that I had. The people out there were friendly. They brought their families. There was a ball game out there. The Cucamonga front office stopped by to say hello, and I just had a terrific time. And I just want to thank all those people who took the time to come out and join me for the book signing. And it was very special. I didn't know really what to expect. This is brand new territory for me.
Of course, the book Penguin Power, available on Amazon.com, anywhere you find your books. Make sure to check it out.
Thank you. And the 4th of July. All my grandkids were in town, and we spent the firework night over at El Cab, and the kids had a bunch of things that they could play with, you know, those bouncy machines, and got tattoos, and they were thrilled with the tattoos. And of course, the chocolate ice cream and the vanilla ice cream and the popcorn and the cotton candy and all everything else that goes on. So it was a lot of fun, for us all. You know, so the last week, pretty much every week, we mentioned a little bit about Shohei Ohtani, and I guess he's human after all. He had a series of which he didn't get a hit, and actually had to leave the game early because of a blister. So the Shohei Ohtani show got derailed a little bit, but I'm sure he's going to be back. He's going to be ready for the All-Star game. Leads the majors in home runs and a bunch of other
things. Yeah, he said he will not pitch in the All-Star game to protect that blister, but he will play as a position player, as a DH, I'm sure. And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he'll get to swing the bat a little bit. I was a little bit surprised to see that ESPN started laying off some people. And I was surprised by the people, and one in particular, Jeff Van Gundy. And I've always thought that that he does a really good job. You know, former coach, really knows his stuff. And I don't know what happened there, but that sounded real strange to me.
It sounded strange to me. He's one of my favorites as well. Hopefully now maybe he can show up on TNT.
Well, I'm sure he'll get a job because those guys get recycled pretty fast. And, of course, Damian Lillard, the all-star guard from Portland, is looking for a new home. Maybe he'll end up with the Miami Heat, which is where it looks like it's headed. But certainly he's going to get a major payday coming up here pretty soon, too. And when we return, we'll have a special friend of mine joining us, Keith Moreland, former Major League Baseball player, right after this.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance7. Works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com and don't forget the code word FRED. Fred.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex, 888-908-4BFF, or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Okay, we have returned to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey, and I've got a very special friend, a teammate, lived the Texas dream, grew up in Dallas. One of those guys that just love having on your club because he's focused, he's prepared, he comes to play the game. My good friend, Keith Moreland. Keith, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Ron. It's always a pleasure. It's been too long since we've had an opportunity to chit-chat.
Yeah, and I miss those days too. I really felt like our club bonded very well in Chicago. I went with over there with a group of guys that came, a lot of them for the Phillies and Dallas Green, but that was a special time, and I do want to get back to that. But you had kind of one of those childhood dreams a Texas kid grows up with. You get to go, you're a three-sport star in high school. You get a football and baseball scholarship to go to UT. You're a three-time All-American. You win a national championship. You're in the Hall of Fame. Life must be good.
Well, you know what? If I could go back and do it again, I would absolutely love to.
Yeah.
It was, you know, the good Lord blessed me to be able to do some things that I wanted to do. And, he's given me that opportunity. I probably took as much advantage as I could of that, Ron. I mean, I was short a little bit on some speed and some other things that you needed to be a big-time player, but I promise you, I made up with it with effort and get after it and brains. I mean, it's interesting that you talk about coming over, and for me, that's one of the big things, to see that transition, to be able to add some guys that had so much experience. And what I learned personally, the first thing I want to mention is you and I sitting by the cage. Neither one of us went on one of the trips that year, and we were in spring training, and I learned more about hitting the ball out of the ballpark. The next 5 years, I was averaging 12, 14, 16 home runs. The next 5 years, I averaged 22. So, you know, it's one of those things where just talking with you about what you were looking for and things you're doing, it's just having those guys to be able to have the ability to sit around and talk. And I've covered the game of Major League Baseball now, and they don't do that, what we did. No. It's a business. They get through and leave the ballpark and go home. I don't like it. I like that where we sit around and say, what were you thinking here? What were you looking for here? And that's what we did. And that was so much fun to be involved in.
You know, I had Sean Green on last week, and he took me through a moment. I set him up for it, and he took me through it like you would anticipate. Very cerebral. would take you through it. I mean, this probably 20 years ago, maybe. I mean, he was in this situation and he walked me through it. It was beautiful. It was a work of art. And, you know, I do remember a conversation that we did have. And these guys, they do not hit the same way. We do not think the same way that they do anymore. No. And I've always been curious as to a guy who can't hit a slider away when they're looking fastball with guys on base. And I'm saying, I said, do we have a policy? I remember listening to Mark McGuire. I said, do we have a policy where we look pitch and location, because this is a hanging slider here, folks, and you got to take advantage of that when they miss and you got guys on base in particular. But they don't. I think they take it and they wait for their pitch, and it's a strikeout home run game today. There's no little ball played. They're starting to invite that back in because of the larger base. Now you're seeing a lot of bases. I think Acuna's got, 50 stolen bases already this year?
Ron, I totally agree. And the interesting thing about it is you don't have to bunt to be a good offensive club. But, you know, we used to look each other. I mean, you hit behind me a lot or I hit behind you a lot. So, you know, man on second, leadoff double. My job is to get him to third base, and give you an opportunity to get that ribeye steak without getting the benefit.
We played each other.
We knew what's going on. I mean, we all look at each other. We didn't have to say it. That's the other thing that's so amazing. We didn't have to talk about it and say it. We just did it. Yeah. When you knew how the game was played, this is what you do.
Yeah, I remember those steaks at Gene and George Eddie's, too. They were good. You know, before I came over to Chicago, you know, I had a guy leading off, much like Bobby Dernier, you know, a guy that was the table setter in Davey Lopes. And we just had an arrangement. I said, you run when you want to. I'm going to let you go. Right. And I said, preferably early in the count. But, you know, I'm going to let you go. I would much rather have you down there. And, you know, when you play a full brand of baseball, when you steal, hit and run, bunt, hit the ball the other way, you know, it makes the defense a little bit more uncomfortable. And these guys today, they play deep. They don't have to worry about guys bunting, hitting, running, you know. And you know that if you start running and you start creating havoc, they're not comfortable anymore. They got to shorten up. They got to try to get to the base quicker. And, you know, all of a sudden the field opens up, you know. And
it does.
No question.
And then they don't have to deal with the fact is we had grass 7 inches long and the wind blowing in from left at 80.
Yeah, you know, that one year, I think it was, they started doing weather studies about, you know, wind blowing in and wind blowing out, and I think the one year that they did it, you know, and everybody thought that, hey, Wrigley Field, you know, Cracker Jack box, the wind was blowing in three quarters of the games. There might have been 20 games where, you know, it might have been nice, and, you know, we didn't have spring there in Chicago. It went from winter to summer, right?
He had winter and summer.
There's
no question. Well, I just think that there were so many things that you go back and the kids are bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, they're great athletes, they're tremendous athletes playing the game of baseball, and I think that the sport has those stars. But I just don't think that the game is the same as we, you know, it was a game to us in the sense that you stayed within the game. The game was bigger than all of us. It was supposed to be what it is today. It's star driven and not game driven.
They have, you know, the metrics, of course, you know, played into this, you know, and I have told people who would listen that the metrics would have been difficult in our era. Especially with the club that I came from. If you're going to try and tell me that there's somebody else playing left field today that's better than Dusty Baker, or somebody that's better to play right field than Reggie Smith, Lasorda's going to have a door that's getting knocked down, you know, saying, who is it that's here that's better than me? And yeah, I think all those guys that certainly I played, and your Philly club was like that as well. You know, they play against everybody because they're good enough to play against everybody. And so was our Cub team. You know, that Cub team in 84 was really a good team, and we bonded extremely well together. And you know, you had you look at Jody Davis, you know.
No doubt.
Jody had his best year in 84, and Leon was right there too, and Sandberg was the MVP, and then you got Bonesy and me on the left side, and you got the Philly outfield, Matthews, Dernier, and Moreland. And you know, I always felt that we were going to get things done. You know, we were after it every single day.
And you know what? It was. I mean, obviously, Rhino won the MVP, but every single day, one of us was going to pick another one up. You know, okay, today's your day, tomorrow's your day, to next day. So it was like it was, and hitting around the cage. How much fun! I tell people all the time, my greatest memory of baseball is the four guys in my group hitting in the cage and the hooting and the hollering, but also got education. I'd have you reach over and go, hey, watch that front shoulder a little bit. You didn't need a hitting coach. You had teammates who were all working with each other. I might look at you and say, hey, do you see your feet are in a little bit different spot? Yeah. You know, it's just those little bitty things. The cage was so much fun for me. And when I say the cage, it's on the field batting practice, and you're just with your four guys and you're just having fun swinging the bat.
That's true. And I'm going to get back to this a little bit. I've got a Bobby Dernier story that I'd like to tell when we come back. And it was about him hitting fly balls for like 2 or 3 days in a row. And I had to have a talk with him. We're here with Keith Moreland, and we're going to be back for another segment. We'll see about that right after this. Please stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Hello, and we're back. We'll see about that. Ron Say, Mike Gary, and my special guest, Keith Moreland. And I want to start this off by just telling a quick Bobby Dernier story, and then I want to get back to college for a second, and I want to talk about some football with you. And there was a time where Bobby Dernier was maybe two, three games where he was hitting nothing but fly balls in the air. And I finally said, you know, I said, what are you thinking about? I said, well, where do you make your where are you valuable? I said, do you can't reach first base on a fly ball, can you? But you can outrun a ground ball. And he started. I said, why don't you just concentrate on hitting ground balls like you can and should? For this conversation, he was a line drive down type of hitter.
Yep.
You're a little bit both, and I was pretty much a line drive up type hitter. And Bobby wasn't utilizing his biggest asset, his wheels. And after I talked with him, I don't know if it was that same day, but it was shortly thereafter, he hits five ground balls in the infield. Not one of them reach the outfield. It's a little dribbler up the line. It's a bouncer over the pitcher's head. It's a little ground ball that nobody can get to, you know, in the hole. The same kind of stuff. He got five hits, and it didn't look pretty. And it wasn't pretty. But you know what? That's how he best suited us. You know, get on base, create the havoc, steal your bases, score some runs. There's so many ways that you can make it so difficult on your opponent when you utilize your assets. Especially when you have that kind of speed. It was amazing. But certainly, I thought Bobby was, the right guy in center field, obviously, had the speed leading off.
He had Sarge in left and me in right.
Yeah.
So we just told, we got the lines, you got everything else.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. You know, I can say that I think I had probably as much fun, if not even a little bit more, with them than I did coming from the Dodgers. It's just... it was a different time, a different place, a different thing, you know, getting my feet wet, coming to a new place. But it certainly worked out well, and I remember all that fondly.
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit in the sense of, as I was mentioning earlier, I just think you and Sarge especially had done things, been other places. I mean, Sybil the same way, as I call him, Larry,
Yeah.
he played hard and he did whatever, but you never knew what personality you were ever going to get from Larry. So, but you two guys were that constant professional, been in the league a while, teaching everybody, just like you were talking about, Bobby, things that you said to me. Sarge helped me in so many different ways with things you could do. He said, hey, why are you sitting up here worried about driving this and this and this? Do your thing. You drive in runs, you just drive in runs. Just do your thing. And just a little bit of pieces of advice. And I'm telling you that it was a wonderful time. Like I said, I got a ring someplace else. You got a ring someplace else. And I sure thought we had a great shot to get one in 84.
Well, yeah, that, I still look back at that game four. Pulling my hair out, and I remember Sarge walking through the clubhouse, you know, and he said, you're not going to believe what I just heard. I said, what is that? He said, Scott Sanderson is pitching today, and they're going to hold Sutcliffe for game five. And I said, that shouldn't be happening. Why? What was the reason behind that? He said, well, they said they wanted to hold Sut when we win this game for the first game of the World Series. And I'm saying, oh no, oh no,
we can win now.
Please don't. Oh God. Here's my take on that. You gave them a chance when you should have just thrown out your big guy and said, you got to beat him and then you got to win one more.
Yep.
But we didn't. We said, here's the door open, and then we're going to come back in Sutcliffe. And you and I both know that when you come down to one game, I don't care who's out there, anything can happen, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Think about the games that you were involved in before that. I mean, Houston in 1980.
Right.
Down 5-2 to Nolan Ryan in the top of the eighth, and we win.
Yeah.
how is that possible? in Philadelphia. So you never know what's going to take place. I agree with you. It's just that took a long time. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah. Outside of losing the 78 World Series on an interference call.
Yep.
That was my second worst defeat in my career. We're still sorry, Cub fans. We are. We're sorry that got away, because I didn't think it was going to get away. I thought that we had this thing nailed down, and another ground ball, through Leon. Opened up the door in the seventh inning again. Like I said, anything can happen, folks. And we rolled the dice in the wrong way. And I think we would have been a much better matchup playing against Detroit.
Well, we were a bunch of guys that could drive the ball in a ballpark that I ended up finishing my career in, in Detroit, and it's a good hitter's ballpark. Oh, yeah. I like our lineup going into that ballpark. Oh, I can tell you that.
Well,
in '84, were you guys only playing day games at Cubs Stadium?
Yeah, we didn't have the lights back then.
Nope.
And we had plenty of card games in the clubhouse that summer, because we had thunderstorms, we had rain delays. I was getting killed playing Pluck. What was the other game?
He didn't hold any animosity for it.
I got crushed in those games. Jesus, I thought I was actually knew what I was doing, but looking back on it, I got hornswoggled. But anyway, it was a fun experience. But I wish it could have happened the other way around. That's on us, I guess.
No, it is. I mean, you go back and look at it, ifs and nuts, but I still, to be in that transition, I think this is probably one of the great things in my career, to see what you saw it, but you came in as a Los Angeles Dodger. But when I came to Chicago in 82, opening day, we had 28,000 people. The next day, there were 1,100 people in the ballpark, and it was just not a great place to play. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not a free agent yet, I traded over here, oh my word, what has happened? I was used to playing in front of huge crowds and for championships, been in the playoffs already three times in my career, and then to see that transition and you being a part of it, all of us being a part of that transition, and see what happened in 84. And since then, it's been a tough place to get a ticket since 1984.
Sure. Yeah, we are
that transition.
Yeah, we were the transition. You're right. And that clubhouse that we had down in the left field corner was abominable. And I'm so glad that Dallas was able to put that new clubhouse in there. But I want to tell you a quick story. When I first got there, we just started playing exhibition games in spring training. And we had an exhibition game over in Scottsdale against the Giants. And we're getting off the bus, and everybody's grabbing a bag and just walking it in, and then you pick your bag up in the clubhouse. And I saw a Philly bag, I saw a Dodger bag, I saw Pirate bag, Yankees, Pirates, Oakland, Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. And I it left a real bad taste in my mouth. And so when I left Dallas a message when we got back over to Mesa, saying I'd like to speak with him tomorrow. And I wasn't going to be playing in this game. And he got my message, and he came into the clubhouse, and he says, "Hey, when the game gets started, why don't you and I take a couple chairs and go down towards the bullpen and we'll talk?" I said, "Good, that's a good idea." So what I said to him, I said, "Look, when we got over there to Scottsdale, I felt like we were a co-op team. I said, if we're going to be here and establish a new identity, then we should probably make an effort to let everybody know that we're Chicago Cubs, because when we came over to that game yesterday, they didn't know who we were." Okay.
Yep.
And he said, "Oh my God." He said, "This is something that I was hoping that you could give us, and you're absolutely right." And we talked about a few more things, and the next morning when we came in, Yosh is in there running around, hopping mad. Everybody's got a brand new bag on their locker seat, And he said, well, I wanted to break these out by the time we went, you know, went back to Chicago, but, you know, now I got to bring them out early. And I said, you know, this is the right way to go, man. We have to know who we are. We've got a new identity, so let's start pulling in the right direction. And
yeah, sent a bill to all of us for it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's only like $30 meal money today, which is probably what we were getting back then. But you know, they give it all to the clubhouse kids now anyway. So, yeah, what a time! I loved
him to death. But there, yeah. See, that was the other thing. I went to Dallas the same as you did, in that my first year, and I looked at him and I said, Dallas. He said, for me to get a set of sleeves, I shouldn't be paying for it. I'm a big league player that you traded for. If I walk in and want six sets of sleeves, I should have six sets of sleeves in my locker. Yeah. And he said, yes, you're right, Keith. And I said, so that was the end of Yosh being charging us for our sleeves.
You guys had to pay for your own equipment?
Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know, there were times where, you know, they wanted to pay us to pay for the pictures, too, that were fan stuff, right? And I'm saying, well, that shouldn't be happening. I mean, this is all part of cost, you know? I mean, we shouldn't have to come. I mean, my fan club, I got to pay to send them a picture, an autograph picture. I don't think it works that way.
I mean, guys, Ron knows this, but folks out there don't really know that the transition. They were playing in the 1960s. We had come there. From teams that had won world championships and were in, you know, 1980s baseball. And they had, you know, that's what Dallas had to do, and bringing you guys in and us in and seeing it. They had to make the transition to become a big league club.
Yeah, well, we definitely made that transition because we gave them another purpose just to come to the ballpark. They were now coming to the ballpark to see us win. And that was the great part of the transition as well. We'll be right back for another segment of We'll See About That.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up.
Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hold up. You're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like, a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. This Week in Dodger Baseball History, presented by BFF Financial, we go back to the year 2000. Vin Scully is voted the number one sportscaster of the 20th century by members of the American Sportscasters Association. Of course, Mr. Scully, the Dodger veteran broadcaster career, included play-by-play of over 25 fall classics and a dozen all-star games, not to mention his great coverage of the Masters on CBS as well.
Well, I don't think you can go wrong with that. Certainly, it was a privilege to have him here, along with the other broadcasters. I mean, Los Angeles has been a city of champion broadcasters when you cover all the sports. So congratulations again. Another reward for Vin Scully. Zonk, I want to delve into your personal life here a little bit. Had something that almost took your life here last year. You had aortic stenosis. Is that correct?
My son is a member of a golf club in Austin, Texas. He invited me to be his member guest. I don't know why I can't play anymore, but practice round. I'm walking back up the hill to the car, and no signs, no indication. I turned to him, and I said, I'm going to go sit down. And I took one more step, and I don't remember anything after that. They got inside, took a look, no blockage, no cholesterol problems. I had a calcified aortic valve and, no description, no reason why. There's no, they know it happens. It happens on a regular basis. If I had been, and that's why I wanted anybody listening and watching and listening, if I'd have taken a 10 minutes and gone and got an electrocardiogram with a sonogram, just any time, just in a normal checkup, they would have seen this, found this long before. It is a silent killer in the sense that you don't really know that it was there. When it calcifies, it throws it basically 1.5 or 2% open. And I was fortunate that I was able to survive. And then I'm a Longhorn. So they put a Bevo valve in, a cow valve, and I'm back and going and healthy and strong, and hopefully continue for a while.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you were able to survive that, and I figured you probably had a message for those out there. A simple procedure that could save your life. So thank you for that. Yeah.
The American Heart Association and doctors will do it almost for free. It's real easy to get done. It's not, you don't have to ingest anything. You don't have to do any stress test. They can take a sonogram of your heart and can tell you if you have a valve problem, and it's almost instantaneously. It takes less than 5 minutes. And if I'd have done that, I wouldn't have been in that situation. I would still have to go through the same procedure, Ron, but I wouldn't have been in a situation where my life was in danger.
Well, you now know what you can do, and they're going
to
do it.
Yeah. What to do.
After your career, you started a new career, and you've done a lot of different types of broadcasting. So take us through that.
Well, when I first got out of playing, I went back and got my degree and thought about I wanted to be a college coach. I got into it, coached at the University of Texas. I looked at the scenario, could have probably gone out and moved again. But as you well know, Ron, in our sport, you move all over the country. You've moved so many times. I just didn't feel like picking up my family and taking off after playing 17 years. So I decided, I'll try broadcasting. I had a broadcaster from Philadelphia that was a huge Phillies fan, and he had moved to Austin, and he was working on the University of Texas broadcast, and he started bringing me in slowly. I can tell you, I go back and listen to those tapes, and they're horrible. I cringe when I hear them.
Yeah.
And since then, I've been broadcasting more than 27 years, football and baseball, all the way to the big leagues. I did 3 years of the Cubs when Ron Santo passed away in a transition mode. I didn't told him I wasn't going to stay a long time, but I would come back to because 175 days on the road is hard.
Oh yeah,
anybody can tell you. So, but I do college football in the fall and I do college baseball in the spring.
Well, that's
for ESPN, and you were just talking about it earlier about the surprising. Lots of my friends that I have been at. Or been teammates of mine at ESPN have lost their jobs. It is, and it's not over. There's still more to come.
Yeah, there's that's a tough business too. The transition is very difficult for a lot of guys. Want to talk about I want to talk about winning, and I want to talk about today's game. How you view today's game? Is there too much manipulation going on with the rules? We all know, I think we're going to have to come to terms, the older guys, that the game of baseball in terms of talent, these guys are the best players in the world today, and we got to accept that.
No doubt, Ron. I mean, it's a star-driven sport. There were stars when we played. I mean, you were one. I mean, I played with one. I mean, 17 guys that I played with because I was traded a few times are in the Hall of Fame that were teammates of mine. So that goes in to start with that right there.
Right.
So I played with Hall of Fame players, and they were stars, but they all played the game with one thing in mind. They were looking at each other and knowing what to do. You didn't have to give a signal. A guy says, just like you were talking about with Davey, hey, take it. I'll take a pitch for you. We played the game to end up at the end of the day and look at the scoreboard and see you, hey, we won. For today, I see guys, they get through, they've grabbed their briefcase. I don't see them talking and having a cold adult beverage in the locker room and talking about, hey, we could have done this better. We should have done this on a day they got beat.
Right.
They get dressed, they're showered, they got their briefcase, and they're gone. That I learned going back to broadcast big league baseball for the Cubs for 3 years. I was just amazed that the communication between teammates was nowhere near, and it wasn't focused about at the end of the day, at the end of the week, let's win more than we lose and let's go forward. It was more about they worked hard. Now they take their ground balls. They do their running. They do their conditioning. They take their swings. They do everything the way we did it, except it wasn't necessarily about winning. I've got to have this swing speed. I need this launch angle. Come on. I want to hit where it hits the outfield grass and the guy scores from second. That's what I want.
Do you guys think that this is a component of the amount of money that players can make nowadays, where you can you can make generational wealth based on your stats? You can take care of yourself and all future generations of your family if you produce, and if, producing and winning aren't necessarily the same thing, right?
Well, my feeling is, and I can only speculate, when we were playing. It never seemed to come down to the money. It was always about, we're going to go out there. I want to prove not only am I worthy of what I'm doing and making that money, but I want to earn another one. I don't know how guys feel when they're making $20 million and they go for four and strike out three times and your club loses a tough game. Maybe they just walk out of the clubhouse with their briefcase and go home and say, I'll get them tomorrow. I just think the mentality is different, right?
I don't think you played that way. I don't think I could play that way.
No, I didn't. That's why I'm saying it's very hard for me to try and understand the mentality of a player that makes that kind of money, because it's ridiculous.
We made good money. I mean, I'm not going to say. I mean, for the times and the deals, it's all,
it's
Mickey Mantle made $100,000.
It's relative.
The money thing, generational wealth is different, though, you're right, than just making good money.
Correct.
But the other part of it is, you know, I just think that we in society, you know, I'm going to get political. I don't want to go there, but I just think that we have a scenario in today's world where all people care about is, I want this, instead of taking the time and the effort to go through what it takes to get this. And that, for me, that is playing the game the right way, putting it all together, helping each other. You know, all the links in the chain are the same, because the weakest one is where you're going to break, and you're going toward winning a world championship. And I just think today, guys go out and they want to hit 35, they want to steal 40 bases, and all right, pay me. And if they win, great. If they don't, so be it.
Let me just take you back a step. When we came into the game, we weren't making a lot of money. I think minimum wage was $13,500, and that's not $13,000. That's $13,500, folks. Yeah. It was not a lure. Okay, not a lure. We loved the game because that's what I wanted to do. Okay. Today's game is a lure. And when you see these kids playing the little league sports, whatever, they're looking at the dollar signs here. Okay. It is a big lure. And I do feel like it gets lost. The game that I watch today is not the game that, say, our fan base watched, strategized with, figured out, loved, had opinions about. It doesn't exist in the same sense anymore. It's all different. And you can't help but be influenced. I mean, right now the pot has grown since the 2000s from a $2 billion business to around 12. And all the players want is their fair share of the pie, right? And now you see a guy like Scherzer making $44 million, a guy who suits up, you know, 30 times, 35 times maybe a year to pitch, making $1.5 million an outing. And it's not the same as a guy who's playing, 150, 160 games. I mean, it's high. And look at Shohei Ohtani. You're going to have to pay him, not only because he's great on both sides. It's unbelievable.
How do you calculate that if he were to go to arbitration?
Well,
so you calculate a salary as a pitcher, and then, oh, by the way, we'll do a salary as a DH too.
Right, and we don't want a discount. I would say it's probably got to be in the neighborhood of, you know, he's going to be the highest paid player in the game by substantially, I think. But I don't know if the Angels can afford him. And they're ruining their team if they signed him for that kind of money, don't you think?
Yeah, but how can you sign that and go put a complement of players together to try to win? You're going to have a star.
Yeah, that's right. But
they tried that already with Mike Trout.
Yeah, well, you know, it's extremely difficult, and I'm hoping, you know, because he started out as an Angel, Angel fans have been, you know, kind of, you know, had a tough time with things, that they find a way to sign him. But I don't know if it's possible. I just don't. It's there's too many things in the fire here. I mean, you're not going to be able to have a formidable team if you pay that kind of money to one guy. I just don't see it.
Neither. I don't have an answer
for it. I mean, it's a unique problem, for sure. Keith, we have come to an end here. We did not get a chance to talk football. We can always do that another time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I want to wish you the best of health. I hope that your family does well, and thanks so much for being with us. It was truly an honor.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we are back with the last segment of We'll See About That, and just want to thank Keith Moreland again. Terrific interview. I want to speak a little bit more about that after I mention that I have a few book signings that I want to update you on. July 15th, Long Beach, Planet Books. July 20th and July 22nd, Barnes & Noble on the 20th. It is in Glendale, and on the 22nd, it's in Calabasas. It's a Triumph book signing, and I hope to see you there.
Penguin Power, available on Amazon.com or any of those bookstores Ron just mentioned.
So you, we went off the air right after Keith left, and we started talking about football, which we didn't get a chance to, and you mentioned, you know, the Cotton Bowl.
He played, Mr. Moreland played in the Cotton Bowl for University of Texas in the 1970s, which is pretty much like playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Texas football, you know, even high school football, but even but college football, specifically UT, that's the gold standard of college football, especially back then.
Well, and, you know, you got the Red River games in Dallas where he grew up playing against Oklahoma. That usually determined, you know, who was going to go play in the bigger bowl game. But to be in that kind of an atmosphere, just, you know, what every kid, I started the segment off with, you know, a Texas schoolboy dream, you know, being able to do all of that on the big stage. And I would have loved to have heard some of the stories of went along with maybe the biggest game that he played in or who were the greatest players
teammates,
that he faced.
Yeah, the coaches, yeah, legendary
he
coaches.
He played for Darryl Royal. And, you know, it was just an incredible resume on his part.
Yeah, so. make sure you know, if you're at the bookstore buying Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, also pick up Buzz Bissinger's book, Friday Night Lights. Made some great book about Texas
there
football.
There it is. Yeah, that was. Boy, was that ever an eye-opener. You know, Texas, Texas football is a religion, and all their stadiums are like, you know, look like the size of the Coliseum.
Yeah, your high school that has maybe like 2,000 students will have a high school football stadium that will rival an NFL stadium.
Yeah, and it's amazing the support they get. And good for them, you know, it's something to shout about. But that was, I just really enjoyed catching up with Keith. It's been a long time. I'm glad he's healthier now and being ready to move back into doing some more broadcasting and next week. And I have another former teammate that we spoke about today, Gary Matthews. And I'm looking forward to catching up with him as well. 16-year major league career. And we'll see more about that with Gary Matthews next week. So thanks again for joining us. Have a great weekend. Join us. Thank you.